conservationists and mathematics graduates have begun working on research that could curb rhino poaching in South Africa. The research group at Wits University aims to formulate a mathematical model to find a solution to the problem. More than 660 rhinos were killed for their horns in 2012. Conservation economist Michael Tsas-Ruffles says they'll determine new policies that can help protect the endangered species.
There is a very heated debate about which is the best way to go about this, but no one has actually sat down and looked at the numbers and actually worked out, using mathematical models, how would the production work, what would be the impact on the market, what would be the feedback to producers, and what would likely be the ultimate impact on rhino populations.
Limpopo police have meanwhile arrested four suspected rhino poachers at Waterpoort Farm outside Toyando. Police spokesperson Ronald Otto says one of them is an employee on the farm. No rhino was killed, but shots were fired before the arrests.
One of the suspects was arrested when he left the farm to come back to the vehicle to fetch some more ammunition. Further investigations then revealed that there are more suspects on the farm. Some of the local farmers assisted the police with air transport, and two more suspects were arrested while they were trying to flee.
Moving further, Zimbabwe police have arrested and charged a director of a human rights organization for alleged election fraud. ZimRights director OK Machisa has been charged for scanning voter registration certificates with false names and misrepresenting the registration of these people as voters. Police carried out a raid on the ZimRights offices in central Harare last month, detaining another official, Leo Chamawinya, who faces the same charges. Political tensions are running high in that country, which is preparing for elections this year. The vote would end a four-year coalition.